What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed it is our last look for this week. Our Friday morning look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Corruption will not be excluded from the catalogue of crimes to which the asset forfeiture law would be applicable, if it is finally approved by the National Assembly. This was confirmed by the Ministry of Public Security, which held a press conference this Thursday to discuss the bill that will soon be brought to the National Assembly after its endorsement by the Cabinet Council. The Secretary General of the Ministry of Security, Jonathan Riggs, specified that the extinction of domain will be applicable to the conducts typified in Law 121 of 2013 on organised crime, money laundering, crimes related to drugs and chemical substances, human trafficking, human organ and arms trafficking, terrorism and terrorist financing, sexual exploitation and pornography of minors, kidnapping and extortion, manslaughter and serious injury, theft and theft of vehicles, genetic manipulation, piracy, financial crimes, illicit association, counterfeiting of coins, securities and public documents, credit card crimes, hitmen and crimes against public administration, against intellectual property, against computer security, against the environment and against historical heritage. Riggs assured that the technical committee, made up of officials from the public ministry, the judiciary, the National Directorate of Assets and the Ministry of Security, have made an effort so that the new legislation adapts to the current needs of prosecution of organised crime. The Minister of Security, Juan Pino, expressed that the adoption of a law to attack the financial muscle of organised crime is urgent, since there are indications that it has increased its actions in the country. Pino stressed the need to attack frontmen used to legitimise assets from criminal activities. This is the second time that the executive presents to the Assembly a bill to adopt the domain extinction jurisdiction of the country. The surgeon, Walter Cravisio, who attends to Ricardo Martinelli, have been used by the former president's defence, remember, to try and obstruct the progress of his judicial processes. Well, now faces an investigation for the alleged commission of the crimes of qualified fraud and money laundering to the detriment of the Treasury of the United States of America. Cravisio, Javier Alvarado, also a neurosurgeon, and lawyer Marianela Martinez de Alvarado were arrested on Wednesday, and the events are now under investigation. They occurred between 2016 and 2021. The three were taken on Thursday, handcuffed, to a hearing before a guaranteed judge. But during the hearing, it was reported that those investigated provided different medical care and other procedures in Panama to a group of military veterans from the Department of Veteran Affairs through the Foreign Medical Program, managing a series of claims and using various schemes such as charging for duplicate or unnecessary services or products through medical billing and false claims, some causing an injury exceeding $100,000. To carry out these deceptions, Cravisio and the Alvarado spouses would have used several companies such as Paincare Inc., Hemodinamica de Colon S.A., Neurofice Inc. and Neurotest Services Corp. to receive and transfer checks in the banking system. The signatories and final beneficiaries of these accounts were the three detainees, so according to the prosecution, they must have known that they were participating in an operation to cover up and disguise the illegitimate use of that money. The investigation is carried out by the second prosecutor for crimes against organized crime. Cravisio and the Alvarados were arrested last Wednesday during police operations at their residences, and the three of them lived in the Fairway neighbourhood of Santa Maria. The process is not related to Ricardo Martinelli. Among the candidates for deputy from the Liberal Republican political movement, Molirena, is Alexis Jimenez Oliva, one of those who blocked the passage of the caravan of trucks with food in the area near Vihui. This is between Chiriquí and Veracruz, in the middle of the days of protests that the country experienced in July of 2022. Well, Jimenez Oliva will run for deputy for Circuit 8-5, which includes the township of Chilibre, Las Cumbres, Alcalde Díaz, Ernesto Córdoba Campos, and Caimetillo in the capital. This is stated in the electoral bulletin 543-G that contains part of the electoral offer of Molly Reyna. In videos that circulated on social networks in those days, Jimenez shouted, "Listen, Sal Mendez and Genaro Lopez and the people of Suntrax, here I have your convoy detained for being sold. I tell all the Panamanian people that the convoy that was going to Panama is not going to go there or here. Here we have him detained and we're not going to let him pass." Well, later, the National Police issued a notice to locate him. He was accused of the alleged commission of the crime against the administration of justice in the modality of apology for the crime. It was delivered on the 22nd of July of 2022 at the headquarters of the Office of the Attorney General of the Nation. "I am turning myself in as a politically persecuted man," he yelled at the media, and a judge ordered his arrest. Everything is ready for Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares to be sworn in as substitute deputies of the Central American Parliament, PARLASEN, as can be seen in the agenda of this session scheduled for the 11th of August at the Panama branch. In 13 days, the children of former President Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal must go to trial for the Blue Apple case, and in 49 days, it's the Odebrecht bribery trial, where his father and 33 other people are also indicted. Both processes are for alleged money laundering, a crime for which Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique were already imprisoned in the United States after confessing to a New York judge that they used the financial system of their country to launder at least $28 million in bribes from Odebrecht. Now, if the Martinelli and Linares brothers acquire the status of Central American parliamentarians, the procedural rupture could be decreed, and if so, their cases would be sent to the Supreme Court of Justice, which is the entity that is constitutionally in charge of investigating and prosecuting the deputies, principal and alternate, of the National Assembly and of PARLASEN. Well, the president of PARLASEN, PRD member Amardo Cerrud, confirmed to La Prensa that the Martinelli Linares have requested to be sworn in. They are substitute deputies and enjoy all the guarantees established by the electoral norm in Panama to be recognized as substitute deputies. They were denied the swearing-in months ago because they lacked freedom due to the legal issues that they maintained. But at this time, there is no element that could be sustained to prevent their swearing-in, said Cerrud. However, he adds that the issue must still be analysed by the Credentials Commission and then by the PARLASEN Board of Directors. "We have a bench meeting on Friday at noon, and they have 3 days since they sent the request, and we send it to Guatemala." Now, the internal regulations establish the procedures for the swearing-in of deputies, which can take place in two ways, through the plenary or through the national branch. Now, we are depending on the legal opinion and internal regulations, and they have to proceed. Now, if the regulation establishes that there is no type of impediment that allows a recognition of your prerogative, you have to take an oath, he remarked. The low-cost airline Wingo begins on Friday. That's today, the 11th of August. Direct flights between Panama City and the city of David in Chiriquí, as the airline's first domestic route using a local operating license. Flights to David from the Panamanian capital will be twice a week, on Fridays and Sundays, operated from the Panama Pacifico International Airport. Eduardo Lombana, CEO of Wingo, said that they hope to promote the arrival of international tourists to Panama, connecting with David's domestic route, which offers beach course, mountains, ecotourism, coffee routes, among other attractions. "We're going to offer 36,000 seats on this route between Panama City and David and reach more than 30,000 passengers a year," said the CEO of the airline. Lombana reported that in 2022, in all Wingo air operations, they transported 2 million passengers, and the goal for 2023 is to exceed 3 million passengers transported. We're very excited to continue in our growth process and to take the service and the Wingo model successfully tested in Colombia to other latitudes in Latin America with the emergence of Wingo Panama. We already have two airlines that operate under Wingo brand in the region, said Eduardo Lombana, CEO of Wingo. He announced that from Panama they're evaluating opening routes to other countries in Central America, the Caribbean and South America, to the extent that they expand the operational capacity with more aircraft. They currently operate with 9737-800 aircraft. Lombana reported that the airline Wingo, with a Colombian operating certificate, already offers its operation in Panama to seven international destinations: Barranquilla, Cartagena, Bogotá, Medellín, and Cali in Colombia, as well as Havana, Cuba, and San Jose in Costa Rica. Well, there we go then. That's it. That's our look. Those are some of the items in the local news for this Friday morning, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.